If you have your Bibles, turn with us tonight to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. We want to look at some things tonight. I told you we're looking at God and building a church. And for the next few Wednesday nights, if God be our help, and maybe Sunday nights or whatever it takes, we're going to look at God and Him building a church. Amen. We need to know what church is about the day we live in. I think we've missed it, church. I think we've missed out. We come inside these four walls and we come here and we think we're doing the will of God. Amen. But I want to say we come here to worship, Lord God. Come here to worship. We go out there to serve Him. Amen. Be a light to the darkness, in the darkness, that folks might see Christ in us, even these last days. Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "The former trustees have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which He was taken up, after that He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, ye have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." He said that when they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, "Lord, wilt Thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And He said unto them, "It is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power." He said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white array, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, our hope. Amen. Our hope. We have a blessed hope. And the Bible says in Colossians, He said, and our hope is the hope of glory. And our hope, I will say this evening, praise God, is in glory. Amen. I see today as the Pope came to Washington, D.C., and he got off the plane last night, and he come there today, and they made a big hoopla about him. And as he come, he had a big chain around his neck with a big old cross with some man hanging on it. And I guess it was a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say my Savior is not on the cross. I want to say my Savior don't hang around somebody's neck. I want to say my Savior has risen again, praise God, risen from the dead, praise God, to sit at the right hand of the Father on high. As I begin to think on this, and I begin to look at this over the last few weeks, thinking about what God would have us do, and He would have us see, we see an ascended Savior. We see the Lord Jesus Christ as He comes to a place in the Word of God. It tells us that this was foretold in the times of old. Praise God. He said in John chapter 14 in verse 28, He said, "I come," He said, "I go," and He said, "I'm coming again." Praise God. Amen. It's just about as simple as you can get. He said, "I come," He said, "I'm going," and "I'm coming again." Amen. I'm looking not for Him to come the first time like a Jew, but praise God, I'm looking for Him to come again. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessed holy time that's going to be. But in John 16 and 7, He said, "It's expedient for you that I go away." He said, "Because if I go away," He said, "praise God," He said, "I'll send you a comforter." He said, "I'll send you a consoler." He said, "I'll send somebody that when I keep me there, He'll be with you." Amen. Ain't you glad you got somebody with you? Every day, every way, praise God. If you're a child of God, you've got somebody with you. Amen. That before He said, it was foretold of these things. Jesus said it. Hey, Brother Ben, that means that it's all right. It means that it's true. That means that you can take it to the bank because Jesus said it. Amen. Praise the Lord. In John 16 and 28, He said, "I came from the Father." But He said, "I'm leaving." And He said, "I'm going back to the Father." Amen. Glory be to God. That's what He said. It was foretold what would take place in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, just as real as that story is, praise God, the story's the same today with me and you. If you've been born again, glory be to God, He said He's going to come get you and take you to be with Him where He is. Amen. Amen. What a time we're going to have when we get the glory. Now notice some preparation that the Lord made. The preparation the Lord made here on earth, it was a deliberate preparation. It wasn't nothing that was a missing in His preparation. Now we see here that He said in verse 3, to whom also He showed Himself, also after His passion, by many infallible proofs. Amen. He showed Himself. In other words, it was on purpose. Amen. He come with purpose to show Himself that His identity wouldn't be mistaken. He wanted folks to know who He was. Amen. So He come, so that they would be no doubt who He was. So that we could know who He was, so we could recognize who He was, so we could tell about who He was, so that when He came again, praise God, we could recognize Him. Amen. Ain't it amazing? It was all deliberate. The Lord, everything He did was deliberate. They wasn't nothing, just happened. Amen. Can I say this tonight? Praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, there's never nothing just happened. It was everything that happened is part of His plan. Amen. We may not understand all that. Our mind ain't that big enough. But I've said before, praise God, if my mind was big enough to understand God, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. Brother Dean, I don't understand all of it, but praise God, from the front to the back, this old blessed King James Bible, I believe it tonight. Amen. Even those parts I don't understand, I still believe it. Praise God, because it's His holy word. So He came deliberately, and He came completely. Amen. He came to give full instruction on what was going to take place, praise God, in preparing for the kingdom. He came to give instruction, praise God, on what would transpire, what would be needed, praise God, for the coming of the kingdom. Amen. So it was deliberate and it was complete. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, that God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, praise God, they had a plan before the foundation of the world. They ain't flying off the seat of their britches, praise God. They know exactly what they're doing. Amen. This thing's a playing right into place. As we see the worlds coming together, and the Pope got up and spoke today, and our President lauded Him and lifted Him up and called Him Heavenly Father. I want to say there's only one Heavenly Father, praise God. And that's the good God of glory and the Lord Jesus Christ. And beside them, praise God, there is no Heavenly Father. The Bible says, call no man on earth your Heavenly Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a big draw now. People's a flocking to this new Pope like water goes downhill. Amen? Millions and millions of people are flocking because they think He's got a plan. He does have a plan. Continue to be the great deceiver. Amen? But it's not about Him, praise God. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen? It ain't about cannibalism being able to take in the wine and the wafer, praise God, and it become a body and literal blood of Lord Jesus. Amen. That's nothing but cannibalism. Amen. But there's a good God of glory that shed His blood, amen, on the cross of Calvary for old sinners one time for all. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't change. That blood He shed on Calvary so many years ago, praise God, just as sweet today. Amen. It's still just as real. But what we have here, the Lord lines this thing out. He says it's deliberate and He's complete. And praise God. And we see God. I want to show you tonight, if God will be my help, we have two scenes here. We have a scene of the Lord Jesus Christ as He begins to march up towards the Mount of Ascension. Amen. We start seeing Him as He heads up towards Bethany, and we can see Him. And we can see in my mind's eye, praise God, as He goes along and He's talking to His disciples. And we see a perfect type of the Savior here. Because as Jesus is walking up there to the Mount of Olives, praise God, where He's going to ascend off into heaven, we see the church, the disciples, are following Him. Amen? He's going to that place, that jumping off place, that stepping off place. Praise God. We see the disciples, everybody following Him as He goes, as He ascends up. We see Him, praise God, as He walks and He talks of them up to Bethany. Amen. And we see him as he gets up there, and it's as he gets to the end of this thing, and he begins to close the service. Can you just imagine? As he ascends up on top of Mount of Olives, if he gets up there above Bethany, and he begins to reach out to the public. He begins to reach out to the people, and he begins to give his benediction. He begins to say his last words, amen, before it's time for him to go. And they ask him, they say, well, Lord, is it at this time that you'll reinstate, that you'll come the kingdom of Israel? Did you come to do that? He said, it's not for you to know. The days or the time, praise God. He said, that's God Almighty's business. Amen. And as he reaches out over them in a benediction, as he begins to magnify them, and with a smile on his face and love in his heart and with reached out hands, glory be to God, the majesty of the God of glory with power and great might, praise God. It reaches down, praise the Lord, and it defies all gravitation. Amen. The Lord God of glory. I say, now they thought they was, the disciples thought they was something special about this Jesus. Amen. They had seen him. They had seen him heal the deaf. They had seen him heal the lepers. They seen him make the lame to walk. They knew there was something about this man Jesus that was different. They seen him get up out of the tomb. Praise God. They seen him rise from the dead. There was something different. But on this day, praise God, can you see it in your mind? As they ascend up there and he stretches out his hands, praise God. And as he's got his hands open in benediction, praise God, in his final words he had to say, all of a sudden gravity breaks loose, praise God. The supreme creator of the universe, amen. He just defies gravity and just soars up into glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they're standing there watching him go. And they watch him till he... The Bible said he's taken up in a cloud. I believe, hey, praise God, I believe that was a cloud of angels. Amen. I believe that was a welcome home committee. Praise God, it just swooped down there. Praise the Lord. And when he got up so high, they just swarmed around him and said, glory to God, you're coming home. Amen. Can you see the scene as it plays out? He ascends up into heaven, and then these angels come along and they speak to him. Why these fellows are staring, we know we've looked at this many, many times. It just amazes my heart. They're staring up into heaven. Jesus disappears into a cloud. Amen. Praise God. And when he disappears into this cloud, the fellows look around and, hey, behold, two men stood by them in white array, which said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Said, this same Jesus which taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. He said, praise God, just like he went, he's coming again. Amen. So what we see here, we see that you think, well, this is the end of the scene. This is the grand finale. Amen. But no, that's just the end of scene one. Amen. It's just the end of the first scene. Because we haven't seen nothing yet. See what Dr. Luke was telling us here in Acts chapter 1. He said, the former trustees have I made, O Theophilus. He said, that first part, he said, that trustee, he said, that tract that I'd showed you, that writing of a composition, praise God, that was of a certain dialect and of a certain meaning, praise God, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that first one that I wrote, praise God, he said, that was a good one. He said, but it's not the finished one. Amen. He said that was a good scene, praise God, but it wasn't the last scene. Amen. He said until the day which he was taken up, after that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself. Praise the Lord. But he said, hey, listen, he said, this is not the final scene. He said, there's another scene that's taking place. As the angels escort him up into glory, Luke begins to tell us about this second scene. What he's telling us tonight, church, is that the Lord Jesus Christ, he finished his work here on earth. But praise God, he's by no way finished, praise the Lord. He's still working in heaven, amen. He never relinquished, praise God, any of his work. He's still working for me and you. Amen. He's still serving me and you, praise God. He's girded himself about, praise God, through the duration, glory to God, till we're there with him. Then the Bible said he's going to serve us, praise God, in person. What a day that's going to be. But Luke said this former trespass, he said, I've told you about this one. He said, but there's a continuing work that's going forward. He said, let me tell you about it, about the one who's officiating as the great high priest. Amen? He said, "No, hey," he said, his work's not finished. It may be finished on earth, but praise God, he's still officiating as a great high priest of glory. We look around, the whole world would like to have somebody to intercede for them. That's why they flock to the Pope. That's why they flock to different things, because they want something that'll intercede for them. But I want to say, praise God, we've got a great high priest tonight that's sitting at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. We have one tonight that's officiating our cause. Amen. He's a pleading our cause. Amen. Praise God. Whenever they call for judgment, praise God, mercy answers. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the good God of glory that answers. Not only is He officiating as our great high priest, He's officiating as our sovereign Lord and King of Kings. Amen. He's sovereign. What does that mean, Pastor? It means that He's stable. Praise God. He's enduring. He's never changing. Amen. He's one that you can trust in. Praise God. He's one that you can rely on even this evening. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He ain't wishy-washy. A lot of us are wishy-washy. You know, I told you we get caught up in being happy. Praise God. If we're not happy, then we just fall by the wayside. Amen. There's a lot of times that we're not happy. Amen. But praise God, we got joy in our heart in the Lord. What a blessing that is. But we see Him as an official in His sovereignty, official in His kingdom, praise God. We see Him as the head, praise God, of all things, praise the Lord, even the universe. We see God Almighty, praise the Lord, at the head of everything, including His church. We see Him, praise God, with all the power and all the wisdom, praise God, of the great God of glory. Amen. He has all that power. He has all the wisdom, praise God. And praise the Lord, if we just ask Him, He'll pour out to us in a liberal way of His power and of His wisdom. He'll give to us, praise God. He's interceding for us. He's there for us. See, everything He did, He didn't do for Him. What He did for me and you. It wasn't for Himself. He didn't die on the cross of Calvary for Himself. Amen. You ever think about that? Hey, brother, He didn't die on the cross of Calvary for Himself. He died on the cross of Calvary for me and you. Amen. But praise the Lord, I'm glad when He ascended up on heaven, praise God, He didn't ascend up for Himself either. Amen. When He ascended up into glory, praise God, He ascended up for me and you. Amen. Praise God. No, He didn't do it for His joy. He did it for our joy, that we might have joy and have peace, praise God. He ascended up to glory for me and you. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about why He went there? Praise God. He ascended back up. Praise God. He did it for us. Praise the Lord. He did it for me and you. He didn't ascend for His own selfish reasons. He didn't go to the cross for His own selfish reasons like we would. But He ascended up, praise God, for me and you. For the most unselfish person that ever lived was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean the supreme God of glory up there making intercession for me and you who are not worthy of any of it. Amen. We just old sinners deserving of hell. But praise God, I'm glad He come to where we is at and saved us from ourselves. Delivers us, praise God. His glorious work manifest, amen, for us. That's what He's doing. He's work, His glorious work, and He's doing now, praise God, preparing a kingdom. Amen. Preparing people, a kingdom for a prepared people. Praise the Lord. So that when He's soon, that soon revealing, amen. We talked about the other night when He reveals Himself, praise God, to that waiting bride. Amen. Praise be to God when we can be joined with Him forever. Boy, what a time that's going to be. Glory be to God when we surpass this place. So we see in scene one His ascension. We see in scene two as He's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me and you. Ascending unselfishly, praise God, to stand between the Father and us, praise God, throughout eternity. Amen. That sounds like somebody that loves me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So where is He at now? The Bible said He's in heaven. Amen. A place that's far above all principalities and powers. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see that in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 6. The Bible tells us that In verse 10, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might." Who's the strongest tonight? The Lord Jesus. He said, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Because we'll know his tactics. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness," what? In high places. Amen? The wickedness that's even in the heavenlies. But praise God, we see tonight a Savior, praise God, that rose up above, far above all principality and power even today. Amen? In Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 9. He says, "Now he that ascended, what is it, but that he also descended first into the lower parts of hell." Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe he deposited our sinfulness where it belonged. Our sinfulness, our sin, it deserved hell. It belonged in hell. Amen. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ took that from us. He got rid of it as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Never to be remembered against us no more. He chooses not to remember it no more. Praise God. Verse 10 said, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far." Now watch this. "Up far above all heavens that he might fill all things." Amen. Said he ascended. Where did he ascend? He said far above the heavens. Amen. And praise God. That means he superseded. He went above everything. Praise the Lord. That's the God we serve tonight. A God that is above everything. Peter said he's gone into heaven, praise God. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. The Bible tells us Peter said that he ascended up into heaven. 3 and 21. He said, "Speaking of like figure unto whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God." How? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because he got up, praise the Lord. Amen. He ascended up on high. He said, "Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him." Praise the Lord. He said, "Hey, listen, that prince and power of this present world, the devil, the demon of hell himself, praise God, just said Jesus so overcame that and he rose above all that." Praise God for his glory. He supersedes all of it. He sends above it all. Can you picture that? I'm talking in the second scene, praise God. He's standing above everything in this universe. Praise the Lord. He stands above the stars. He stands above the moon. He stands above the sun. And he outshines them all, praise God, for the glory of God. That's my Lord tonight, praise God. He's ruler over it all. Amen. What a powerful God we serve. What a Savior, what a Lord we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The angels told him, he said, "Listen," said, he's rose up, and the clouds have taken him up. Praise God. He said, "But this same Jesus," he said, "it's not another, it's the same one." He said, "He's coming again." So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. We've seen him gone up into glory. In Acts chapter 7, verse 48, he said, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Heaven's my throne, glory to God." He said, God raised him up, praise God, established him in his glory, and set him, praise, at his own right hand in heaven. Praise God. What a Savior. What a Lord. Amen. So we see the Lord in heaven. We see him officiating as a high priest. We see him in heaven above principalities and powers. Amen. We see him as the supreme power, praise God. We see him returning as a Savior. Acts 1 and 11 tells us that he's coming back. That same Jesus is coming back. Now he's speaking of an actual, literal return, amen. There's a lot of people don't believe that tonight. There's a lot of people believe, well, he's coming in spirit. He's coming this. He's coming that. Praise God, he's coming back. It's just as literal as we're here tonight. He's coming back. Amen. He's coming back with power and great might. Praise the Lord. He's coming back. The Bible says that we're going to see him coming. Praise God. Amen. That means it's going to be visual and personal. Amen. When he comes, we're going to see him. It's going to be a visual thing. Praise God. And if you've been born again, it's going to be a personal thing. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine when you hear a trumpet and a shout and he comes to take us out of here? while rejoicing in the hearts of men. Those that's been born again, glory to God. We'll be a shouting of praise and we'll sing that new song. Praise the Lord, we'll cut loose and sing. I mean, my goodness, finally I'll get to sing with them. Amen. And it'll even sound all right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why? Because it's going to be visual and it's going to be personal. Praise God. It's going to be the glory of the angels singing. Praise God. When we see Him, the glory, praise God. Amen. When He came the first time, He had to lay aside His glory so that we could look upon Him. But praise God, the second time He comes, when He comes again, when He returns, He's coming in glory. Amen. Amen. He's coming in full glory. He's coming robed in glory. Praise the Lord. Manifest, praise God, greater than all the angels. Amen. Praise God. When He comes again, praise the Lord, He'll come arrayed as the majesty of the Father. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Hey, glory. I can't even imagine, praise God, the majesty when He steps out of glory. Amen. Has trained that filled the temple, glory be to God. Hey, glory. And He steps out, glory to God, and He heads for home, glory to God. Comes with His people, amen, magnifying the majesty of the good God of glory in the glory of Heavenly Father, amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine that picture? See, that's Luke's telling out the office. He said, this thing ain't finished yet. He said, praise God. He said, I'll just give you the ground floor, the first scene, praise God. He said, there's a far greater scene, praise the Lord, that you ain't even thought about. I believe, you know what's wrong with the church today? There's a greater scene that we haven't thought about. We haven't thought about, praise God, the Lord God of glory set His right hand of the Father for me. Amen? He's sitting there tonight to make intercession for an old sinner like me. An old sinner like you, praise God. An advocate before the Father. Amen. Saying, oh Lord, help them. Praise God. So they know, just like He did when they crucified Him, they know not what they do. Amen. Help them, Lord, to know what they do. Show them the direction they need to go. Praise God. Holy Ghost of God comes down through you. Boy, I tell you, I appreciate that when it surges through me, glory to God, and says, hey, that's not right. Amen. There's a better way, glory to God. Directs my path, takes me off of one and puts me on another. Praise the Lord. We see Him in His mad Father's majesty. We see Him in the glory of the angels. We see Him in the power of the we see Him manifest in the power of the forces of the universe. Amen. I mean, praise God. Hey, He said, all power, Matthew 28:18, He said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth, praise God. And we see Him manifest in the forces of the universe, praise God, when He comes again. Amen. Hey, Luke's telling at the office, He said, praise God. He said, you think all that's good? Praise God, you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. Said He's coming in power, in great glory when He comes again. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, just be prepared. Just be looking up because He's coming again. Amen. I believe the office, He said, listen. He said, don't worry. He said, I know you got some problems, some issues. He said, don't worry about them. Cast your cares on Him, praise God. He cares for you. He'll take care of it when He comes again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. There's a lot of things happens in this old world. There's a lot of sickness. There's a lot of heartache, a lot of anguish, praise God. A lot of the controversy. But praise God, there's a good God of glory, amen, that can take care of it all. And He will when He comes again. Praise God, He's coming with power and great might. The power, supreme power of the universe. The one that created the whole thing. He said, without Him was not anything made that was made. That tells me tonight that He's probably got everything under control. I don't think there's anything that He don't understand. I told you, there used to be a lot of that equipment stuff that this old redneck country boy didn't know a whole lot about. Amen. They'd bring it in, they started getting all this electronic stuff in there, and this old boy don't know much about it. Amen? Hey, when it comes to computers, you ask my wife, pray God, I'd just soon throw them out in the yard as look at them. Amen? I get frustrated and aggravated with them. I have to call in there to the house on her intercom, and I say, honey, help! That's all I have to say. Amen? Just a minute, she'll come a run, and she say, what have you done this time? What have you locked up this time? Amen? But I want to say, praise God, there's a good God of glory. He knows everything. There's nothing that He don't know. There's nothing that's too hard for Him. Amen. When He moves upon hearts, He moves upon life, He comes right to where we're at, praise God. And He comes just like with the precision of a surgeon, praise God. And He'll cut and He'll get rid of that stuff that's hindering our life, that's keeping us from having a close fellowship with Him. He'll cut it out, He'll carve it out, praise God, and He'll heal us up. Amen. That's what He does. That's what He's going to do, praise God. When He comes with power and great might, the prince and the powers of this present world will be put down, and the good God of glory will rule and reign. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for that time. I've had about enough of this. Amen. I'll just be honest. I get weary. Sometimes I get weary. I think, you know, how much I'm like old Ezekiel. I'm like, or Elijah. Isaiah. I get me. I'm like, oh, Isaiah. I said, Lord, how long? How long I got to endure this? Praise God. He said, but he told Isaiah, he said, till the world was out habitation. Amen. He said, how long am I going to preach to somebody that won't listen? He said, as long till the world's without, till there ain't nobody left. Amen. Praise the Lord. Till there ain't nobody left to preach to. He said, just keep preaching. Amen. Lord, they ain't listening. He said, just preach. But I like it when he got over a little ways further. Got down about 2 verses 4 there, and he told Isaiah, he said, hey, listen, old son. He said, there's a remnant. Amen. He said, there's a few out there that's listening. Praise the Lord. And Isaiah said, well, glory to God. And just kept heralding the old gospel. Praise God. Just kept telling them the truth. Jesus is coming. Praise God. Be ready, looking up, glory to God, church. He's coming again. Our hope, praise God. Our hope is coming again in just a little while, praise the Lord. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 4 through 9. He speaks about when he comes back. Amen. Let me just read that to you. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, or verse 4. He said, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a great valley, and height of the mountain shall remove toward the north and height toward the south, and ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach into Azel, that type of separation that the Bible tells us. He said, yea, ye all flee, ye shall flee, like you fled from before the earthquake in days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's what we're looking for. He said, and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Praise God. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day, the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. Now, but watch this, verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and His name one. Amen. Praise God, He's coming again. Our hope is coming again, praise God. He's coming again to establish His kingdom, praise God. Just as He went up, Brother Ben, just as He went up, David said, He's coming again. Praise God. He's coming, literally coming, praise God. And when He comes, we're going. Amen. Going up to be with Him. And when He comes, now listen to this. I got a picture of this the other day. I thought, well, praise the Lord. He said, just as He went up, He was given that benediction, Brother Rex. He had them arms out over the crowd. Praise God, that had that smile on His face, love on His lips, love on His face. And He is reaching out them arms and said, the gravitation broke, praise God. The supreme creator of the universe, He said, let me go. And glory be to God, it did. And He ascended up on high, but the Bible says He's coming back the same way. Amen. The good God of glory coming back with those outstretched arms. Praise God, that smile on His face, glory God, and He's coming to embrace me and you. Coming together up all these little children. Amen. Our hope, praise God, is in the Lord. He's coming, praise God, just like He said He'd come. Praise the Lord. Listen, y'all, in a little while, He's coming. Amen. He said, be all these things that's happening around us, He said, look up and lift up your head. for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Glory to God. We're seeing it taking place all around us and say, praise God, we need to look up to heaven. We need to be looking under those clouds because one of these days in a little while, praise God, He's going to come out of the cloud. Praise God, and we're going to see Him. And glory to God, He's going to have those arms outstretched. Amen. But it won't be no benediction this time. It'll be glory, hallelujah, revival as He reaches down, amen, to get me and you and to pull us unto Himself. Boy, what a time we're going to have. Can you just imagine? That's our hope. Amen. Is that your hope tonight? You just wait until Jesus reaches down. Till Jesus reaches down with those arms and just pulls you unto Himself and say, come on home, youngins. Praise God, you've had enough. Amen. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. Boy, these people persecuted all over. It even amazed me this morning. Our president, when he was talking to the Pope, he even said these Christian people being persecuted all over the world. I didn't even think he cared. Never has bled on before. Amen. If it takes the Pope getting here to get him to recognize that children of God are being persecuted. Amen. But I still don't know if he cares or not. Amen. But praise God, there's a good God of glory that does. Our hope cares. He's looking down tonight and he's seeing His people persecuted and put down and ridiculed and beheaded and killed all over the world. And one day in a little while, praise God, He's going to say, that's enough. That's enough. Amen. And He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair ones, come away. Glory be to God. We'll be the one breaking gravitation that day. Amen. We'll defy all the laws of Isaac Newton and everybody else, praise God, and we'll break through and we'll fly away. Amen. Glory be to God, what a day that'll be. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about our hope. Amen. Our hope is in order. See, Luke tells Theophilus here, he said, listen, he said, I told you about scene one. He said, well, let me tell you about scene two. Amen. I think a lot of times we get caught up in scene one and we forget about scene two. Amen. When the Lord comes back for His people, amen. When the Lord comes back, when the Lord returns in power, in great glory, in the majesty of the God of glory. Whew. Can you imagine? We couldn't even stand to look upon Him with these natural eyes. He had to lay aside that glory when He came first time just so we could look at Him. Amen. But praise God, when He comes again, He'll be in full glory, full majesty, praise the Lord, and He'll be in full power. Amen. He's coming to rule with a rod of iron. Praise God. Well, what a day that'd be. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that's our hope. That's the hope we have. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to ask you now, do you have that hope? Amen. Are we really looking for Him to come again? Are we expecting till He comes? Hope. That's our hope. You know what, Brother Ben, you know what hope is? That's faith with expectation. Amen. That's what hope is. Faith expecting, praise God, till He comes. That's our hope. We're expecting Him to come. He could come at any minute. Praise God. I want to ask tonight, are you ready? Are you ready? I talked to some people the other day and I said, are you ready? I said, if you was to die right now, where would you spend eternity? And they said, well, I hope heaven. I said, wait, that probably not good enough. I said, heaven is a no-so thing. I said, if you accepted Lord Jesus Christ, not in your head, but in your heart. I said, we can know Him all day long in our head. But in order for Him to live in us, He has to be in our heart. Amen. And if He's in your heart, praise God, He is your hope of glory. He's your hope of heaven. He's the only hope that you have. Praise God. There's no other hope outside of Him. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Now I know there's a lot of people, even our president said, well, there's more than one way to get to heaven. Well, he must know something I don't, because God said there wasn't but one way. Amen. They're deceived. Praise God. But I'm glad tonight that we have hope. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is our hope.